Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Let's play a little game, Bob. I say that as my stomach just rumbled so loudly. That was intense. the impression game. I won't make you sit through the opener again because it went for about 4 minutes long.
I forgot we had one.
We did. It was very basic. A lot of me singing. We don't need that. But basically, we've got two cups here. One has a quote, a popular known quote from a TV show or a movie. Another one has the voice that we have to use to say that quote. If the other person can guess who it is, then you get the point if you're the one that's read it.
So if you've done a good impression,
if you've done a good enough impression, you get the vote, basically. Would you like to go first?
I'll go first.
Do you want to pick your quote first?
Let's go a quote. Right.
We have upgraded this too. We've added more
recently.
We've
added some more. We're still using mugs though.
Yeah, we really should, you know, invest in something a bit more official.
All right. I've got a character and I've got a quote.
He's got the both. What? Okay. I'm excited for this. You don't look... Ooh. Oh, you look excited. Okay.
No, because last time I did this person, I believe it was one word, the quote. So now I've actually got some words to...
All right.
We can stay up late swapping manly stories and in the morning I'm making waffles.
Can you please do it again? That was amazing. Just the start of the quote even.
We can stay up late swapping manly stories. I'm making waffles.
I have no idea who that's supposed to be.
Not a big Christopher Walken fan?
I would never have gotten that.
Oh, what a shame.
That was beautiful. If you'd sung some Fatboy Slim, I would have gotten it because that was him, right?
He danced and he didn't sing it.
Yeah, I still would have known him better from that than his voice, whatever that tells you. All right, my turn, isn't it? I've nearly handed them to you. All right, I'm going in for a quote. This is what worries me. You've added to the quotes and the voices since I did, and you know movies more than I do, so...
Well, it's not really about the quote, though. It is about the character. Yeah, the quote's just because you need something to say.
I'm scared I won't know the voice. Okay. All right. These ones I do know. Wizard of Oz quote.
Great.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Is that Winnie the Pooh?
I thought I did a really good one.
I'm sure you did.
It was Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh and Mickey Mouse are very similar.
We're doing awfully. Do you want another go?
Let's try one more.
Right, quote. And
then, you know the problem today.
What's that?
We didn't have a opener.
That's what it is.
All right, let's go for a character.
Why don't you do an impression for me? There you go. That'll make it better.
Oh, this is hard.
You don't look very excited by it. Go on.
I'm the king of the world.
First, I thought it was Elmo. Quickly realized that was probably SpongeBob.
It's SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob, well done. I'll give you the point for that one.
Or as he's written on the card, SpongeBob S Pants.
There wasn't enough room.
No.
The laugh is going to haunt me till my dying day. That was awful.